Bone Stock Studio 1.5.
Lots of cool features.
Audio mode, day 21. The tune is Snapped Back by Friggy Foof. At ONJ Music on Twitter. At ONJ Music on Twitter. And the bark is from Ginger Dog. Otherwise known as Danger Dog. Alright, we're testing out some top secret stuff here. Andre Louis, I like this tune. Snap Back is the tune. Atmosphere. Podcasters, if you're looking for fantastic songs, background music, zingers, rave ups, at ONJ Music on Twitter, he will get you there. Some cool tunes. Alright, so this is a test. What we're listening to, this is the sound of the built-in microphone on an iPad mini. However, it may sound a little bit different than what you're used to. That's because we're running with iOS processing off. So this is the raw sound of the iPad microphone with iOS processing off, pushed through the processing of Boss Jock, though. So there is compression on the microphone and limiting overall on this mix. But I've got the low pass filter off, so if I'm not careful, the P's can pop. But it's totally usable. You just gotta be aware of those P's. I could have turned on the low cut filter, but I wanted you to hear what the microphone sounds like in full frequency response of the iPad mini's microphone. So this has got to be a salute to Boris in a Box, Patrick Perdue, and Derek Laney, DGL 1984. Those guys are the pioneers of the removal of iOS processing and the movement to use it. And it's a much more robust signal for sure. We're guessing a lot of times about what Apple is doing with their processing. What it seems like they are doing is that they set the gain of the microphone pretty low, and then they use a high pass, a really aggressive high pass filter that cuts out a ton of the low frequencies and the mid frequencies. So there's no chance of the pops. They're just, the frequency information isn't there. And then they must use either another compressor or a limiter to make up the gain. But that's probably why the iOS processing is so noisy. So let's take a break here. You're listening, once again, this is iOS processing off. Currently, the gain of the microphone is set to the default position. However, we've disabled what we're assuming is the high-pass filter and the compressor limiter that they use. And it sounds pretty good, but let's hear what it sounds like with the processing back on. And we're back. This is Apple processing, iOS processing on. And in fact, I dialed back the compression on the mic because obviously they're doing a lot of compression before it goes into our application. But this is the sound. This is the iOS. You heard a little bit of feedback there for a second, just for a second, because my headphones were turned up too loud. But this is with iOS processing on. and then we'll come back with iOS processing off again. But pop, 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 peep, peep, peep. This is the sound of iOS processing on an iPad mini. And now we're back. This is the iOS processing turned off. And we still have some more tweaking to do. This is just the mic preamp set. We assume it's a preamp set at the stock level. And this is the iPad mini. iOS processing turned off. And it sounds pretty good. So let's talk a little bit more about the Blue Spark Digital. I heard back from Rooster Loop, Drew Weber. He did more recordings with the Blue Spark Digital using his iPhone 4S. Even though, apparently, Blue does not recommend it, the usage of iPhone recording in the Blue Spark Digital. But it seems to work. And it seems to sound great. There was what seemed to be a little bit of noise there. Drew, you noted that in your recording, in your audio boo. And guys, he's at Rooster Loop 1 on audio boo. Here's a question. And if you're getting sick of this, Drew, don't sweat it. But here's another question for you. Does that noise exist if you hook up the Blue Spark Digital to your iPad? Is it an issue of the Blue Spark Digital's not getting enough power for the circuitry, and that's what that noise is? So does that go away? Does that little noise go away? I mean, it was totally, let's be honest, it sounded fantastic, absolutely useful. And that cool tune, by the way, also. Guys, if you don't know what I'm talking about, I'm not going to play it. At Rooster Loop 1. You should seek him out and subscribe on Audio Boo and find At Rooster Loop on Twitter, too. Drew's always pushing the limits. He was the first guy using Audio Bus to take Boss Jock and send it out to a live stream using a Shoutcast server. Papaya Sand. And he's always checking out that stuff. And also, you can hear he uses the IM2. And that sounds very good. That's another very interesting microphone. But Drew, just, if you get the sec, let's hear the Blue Spark Digital into an iPad and see if is that noise, does it disappear? Might as well. Exhaust all the nerd possibilities. All right, folks, that's going to be it for tonight. Hopefully we'll have some more tests with iOS processing over the next couple of days. Check us on all of the channels, Boss Jock app on Twitter, on Audio Boo at Facebook, our homepage, BossJockStudio.com, BossJock@gmail.com is our email. Say hello. This is day 21 of Audio Mo. Signing off. My favorite track from Friggy Foof.